This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Science lab automation and robotics startup Automata raises $40 million by Paul Sowers. Automata, a company that combines software and hardware to automate science labs around the globe, has raised $40 million in an equity-based round of funding as the UK-based startup looks to double down on recent growth across Europe and the US. Founded out of London in 2015, Automata, in its original guise, targeted myriad industries seeking to automate repetitive manual tasks using a configurable desktop-based robotic arm dubbed Ava. However, in the intervening years, the company discovered that serving smaller, individualized use cases simply wasn't going to scale into a meaningful business. So they went back to the drawing board and identified sectors that were on the brink of an automation revolution, ones that were ripe for full, rather than partial, automation. Thus, Automata 2.0 was born, constituting a new hardware and software stack capable of connecting and integrating the different steps involved in lab-based experimentation and testing, with a specific focus on genomics and cell biology use cases. The Automata platform consists of a cloud-based software called Link, which allows users to integrate their different instruments and design, schedule, and run their various workflows. This is then combined with the robotic Link Bench, which physically transports labware, example test tubes and similar equipment, across the benchtop. The bench is modular and thus can be configured to different lab setups with additional robotic arms and related componentry added as required. Ultimately, Automata is all about solving the same types of problems that automation seeks to solve in every industry, reducing tedious manual tasks, reducing error rates, and increasing capacity and output. In the case of Automata, this means improving drug development and testing timelines. Prior to now, Automata had raised around $57 million, the lion's share arriving via its Series B round last year, and with another $40 million in the bank, it's now looking to continue on a growth trajectory that has seen it amass a fairly impressive roster of customers, including NHS trusts in the UK, pharmaceutical firms such as AstraZeneca, and academic organizations like the Francis Crick Institute. Automata's latest funding round was led by U.S.-based venture capital firm Dimension, with participation from Octopus Ventures, Hummingbird, Isomer Capital, Possible Ventures, Aldeia Ventures, and A.P. Moller Holding, the parent company of the A.P. Moller Group, which acquired laboratory testing group Unilabs back in 2021.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.